You're gonna be on the government side.
It's literally not true. I've literally haven't even seen the conversation go on Instagram. And that's not because they're censoring me. That's because I don't follow nothing like that on Instagram. Mm-mm. And you know why?
And also, because they're not pushing it out. Because what's really trending in the U.S. right now? The fact that TikTok is being banned. So why is Instagram not pushing it out? Think about it. Come on.
I misspoke because I've seen posts about it, but I have not looked into it on Instagram, is what I mean. I can scroll through my Instagram page right now, and I can show you if I see it.
Okay.
I'm telling you. It's
there's not that many videos. I think I'm lying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's there. It's just you have to look. And that's the difference of Instagram and TikTok, which is a very fair observation. But
I feel like but the comments are the problem, I feel like, on Instagram. Sorry, Ivy, I'm talking shit.
But I don't think Twitter comments are a lot worse than Instagram. A lot worse. Is that not true?
Twitter, I feel bad. Like
Instagram is just people are just trolling only on Instagram. Which is like why I like it, because it's this is funny. We don't have to be serious on this app. Twitter is like people are trolling and people are being serious, and it's like this is a weird mix. TikTok, I guess, is just I would say TikTok is wholesome. So everybody just being nice on it. Which is like cool. I don't know. I rarely go through the comment section and see people. I mean, like, people make fun of people and troll or whatever, but like even within the trolling, it's not nothing like crazy.
I can't even explain it to you. It's like I'll have a thought and I swipe and my thought is on the For You page. And I used to use Instagram every day. For years. Okay?
But I've literally had the same thing happen to me on
Instagram. And especially has never.
But you don't use it that often.
But I used to, but that's what way, I'm saying. But, okay, I used to use Instagram, right?
Can I say this though? Can I say this?
Bruh.
Your depiction of Instagram is my depiction of TikTok. Is that not fair to say? Where there was a time where I was using TikTok a lot, and then I stopped using it, and I was like,
"Sure." So, but if you're about to tell me that I don't get Instagram, that you don't get TikTok,
okay? I use YouTube, so I'll be fine.
I love YouTube.
I'll be fine.
I love YouTube, but I just feel like I hate TikTok Shorts. TikTok Shorts. YouTube Shorts.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
It's just exactly. And the way I feel about YouTube Shorts is the way I feel about Instagram Reels.
Feel
like they're just not good and they're trying to be TikTok and it just doesn't work. Like it doesn't.
YouTube doesn't work because we're accustomed to YouTube being like long form stuff anyway.
Yeah, I hate the format.
Yeah, so yeah, like the format's not even built
and
for
And also
for
the
shorts.
Algorithm when you go on Shorts is just ass.
I would also say, when I ask kids at my job, like, what I do use, they use YouTube Shorts way more than TikTok now, which is kind of crazy. And it surprises me every single time.
I think that's a Gen Alpha thing. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that's also partially because in the same way with us, when we used YouTube early on, it was like, what up, Eber?
Hi.
In the same way we used YouTube, like, when we first grew up and we would just, like, put in random shit. Like, that's what people do on YouTube Shorts.
I feel like
so for them, like,
TikTok
it makes sense.
Is similar to Vine.
And then you know what happened?
But
Lily, we literally went from Vine to TikTok. It took a long time, but it went from Vine to TikTok. And now you're like, oh my God, I love TikTok. So you don't think that will ever happen again?
Can I say something though? I feel like even in the beginning, when it first became TikTok.
Hey, guys, we're arguing about the TikTok
ban.
Yeah,
bro. He just doesn't get it.
We've been arguing for the last 30
I will actually,
even before
I've been,
going
oh
live.
My God, no, because I actually cry about TikTok. I will. Ew.
Yeah. You don't even think some of your feelings and opinions on this is biased because of your
course,
love for
100%,
it?
100%. Okay, I don't give a fuck.
So then.
Of course.
Just see, this is what I'm saying.
I'm about to be real.
So you don't think everybody on TikTok that's not, I won't say complaining, but it's like talking about this is coming from a biased standpoint.
Some yes and some no.
I would say 80% of the people, because either they're creators or the people that consume TikTok. So I think some people are just political. And I think those are people that I talk about that be on every other app. Because they're aware that it's like, okay, yeah, like this is just another app. And every creator that I've seen talk about TikTok talks about it in that way, where it's like, oh yeah, it's just another app. And this is the app that's trending right now. You know how many
people have gotten their start for things like that to be those kinds of pages? Like
they got their fame and attention?
Like, yeah.
But people did the same thing with Vine. YouTube,
but the people that Instagram. Got pushed, but what I'm saying is the type of people that Instagram pushed out to be verified and stuff like that, it's not the same kind of people that TikTok will push out.
That's not even true, because when Vine went down, Instagram deadass bought all those people from Vine and brought them to Instagram.
Is that not an icky sentence to you?
No.
They bought all the...
Yeah. I don't, but you know why I don't think it's an icky thing to say? Because Vine wasn't paying them that well. And they were all like, yeah, we love Vine. It's really, really cool. I'm getting all this attention. I'm getting a lot of opportunities, but I'm not being paid well, which was a thing with TikTok. And I think it's still a thing, because I hear a lot of content creators say, yeah, I'm going to start a YouTube page. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have this other thing going on Twitch so I can have a better income coming in, because TikTok is not killing us. So. If TikTok goes away and Instagram's like, hey, unfortunately, I'm sorry they went away. Hey, we're going to try to develop Instagram to be more similar to what TikTok was. At the time, we couldn't do that because TikTok was a thing and we don't want to be sued by them. But now it's no longer a thing. Hey, we're going to change the way our platform is to be more similar to TikTok. And we're going to give you X amount of money so you can be on our app. I don't think that's icky at all. I think that's low-key good business.
The way the sentence came out was icky.
Yes, for sure.
I didn't like the way the sentence came out.
But like that's I literally remember it happening. Because like King Bet.
Yeah,
like
when one of you started people. This, I remember.
Yeah, yeah. I remember it being like that.
And now he owns fucking Zeus.
See what I'm saying? I'm like, this good thing that's going to come out of this. I just think it's like a crazy rationale.
Zeus a good thing?
I think a good thing is someone that was a Viner that went to Instagram, started doing YouTube, was in random music videos, a lot of Justin Bieber music videos, oddly enough, and then just now has enough money to have his own platform and app or whatever.
Yes, but you know what it is, though? I'll cry about TikTok for real.
What up, Trey?
Trey, they're taking TikTok. They shutting down TikTok. And that's the TikTok sound. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what I'm saying. I feel like most of the audios and a lot of the things that are so popular now blew up on TikTok and then moved to Instagram. I feel like you go to Instagram and I see things that I fucking saw 2 months ago on TikTok. That shit, it's like, it's not. It's just.
But is it because you follow the person, like the actual content creator, or is it because you're following some random meme page? Which I think a lot of people on Instagram do. They follow a lot of random meme pages, so they get random TikTok from all over the place. I follow, like, literally this guy named Tony Savici. I found him on TikTok, and I was like, this nigga is mad funny.
He got his start on TikTok.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I followed him on Instagram, and I literally see him within 5 minutes post on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And I'm like, oh, okay, I can just follow you on TikTok. I mean, I can just follow you on Instagram then, because I don't use TikTok. And I mean, I use Twitter. I do follow him on Twitter. But he's way more active on Instagram because it's Instagram stories. So he'll post his reels and then have like some personal thing going on his stories. And now he also does Twitch streams. So if I went and tuned in there, and he has a YouTube page, and I watch YouTube videos. So I'm like,
Instagram feed is not the same as a For You page.
But there is a For You page on Instagram, but no one uses it the way that you're supposed to use it. Like, for example,
he's about to school me right now.
Yeah. This isn't a For You page. This is the For You page. But no one uses it that way. So no one's aware that that's the real For You page. Now, because Instagram was built on having smaller and more like friendly status, meaning like people only follow people like their friends and stuff originally on Instagram. The first home model is people that you follow. But because Instagram got to a point where we were like, you know what, I don't follow certain content creators, I got to follow meme pages. Now that homepage is just a bunch of random videos that you may not like or have interest in.
But even people are saying that ruined Instagram. Like, that ruined Instagram. Then now every other post is a suggested post. And then every other post is a promoted post. Like,
you know why that happened? Because everyone was fiending for Vine. And we didn't have Vine no more. And they were like, okay, well, we have to have some type of feature that's similar to Vine. Okay, let's make... I don't think they made Instagram Reels at that point. They just made, like, longer videos on Instagram, right? Then that started to pop off. And they're like, okay, now we have actual creators on this app. So let's develop that. Then years later, we get Instagram Reels. And that started to be a thing. But then they weren't hitting that well. So they were like, okay, we got to figure out how to do this.
How did TikTok do it?
TikTok comes out. TikTok blows up.
No.
TikTok goes crazy. And then Instagram Reels is like, oh, okay. We can have a tap feature where we fully disband the page so you see the full video, like in the full horizontal view. Okay, now you can swipe going up, very similar to TikTok. Now it's different from TikTok because once you go on TikTok, it's just videos immediately. There's no text, there's no Instagram stories, there's nothing else going on the app. It's just the videos that you want to see. So yes, TikTok is very different from Instagram. And yes, Instagram stole stuff from TikTok, but TikTok was a creator hub at some point. And now we complain about it ruining the app because it's full of creators and full of random shit. And then we got TikTok where that seemed more personable, like you said, which is very, very true. But and also, you don't think that's going to happen on TikTok eventually? You don't think it's going to get to the point where you're like annoyed, you're seeing a bunch of random ass videos all the time?
Yeah, I saw some people talking about that.
So it's like, honestly, the way I'm viewing all of this is just the evolution of social media. And because this evolution has been happening over the last...
Take Instagram, take Facebook.
Not even...
What if, like, bro...
25... Like, please, we haven't even got to 2 decades
please yet. Please take Instagram instead.
But the thing is, that part of it being banned, the part of it of, it, like, us not having access to it no more, is more about it being foreign than it is about anything else.
It's about the fact, y'all, let him finish and I'm going to say my opinion.
If TikTok was an American app, this problem would never happen.
Exactly. Which is the bad part. That doesn't raise fucking red flags for y'all. Listen to this.
No.
Wait, because you want to know why they want to ban the app? Because people in Congress, people in the government have stocks in Instagram, in Facebook, right? If they ban TikTok, everybody, where do they assume that they're going to go to? Instagram and Facebook. They're going to get more money. People that have jobs and are employed because of TikTok are going to lose money. Okay, rich become richer. That's what they want. They want more money. Okay, they also don't want us to see news that is not filtered by them.
That's not true.
Okay, who is Instagram and Facebook controlled by? The government. And this was admitted already. It was already admitted. It was admitted. Okay, I seen it. Which I wish I could find the fucking video. I couldn't find it. Anyways, but they control it. They can't control TikTok because
it's
TikTok
a foreign has... app.
Exactly. So the U.S. has no control over it. That's why. Because they don't have no control. Bro, what? Leave me, what the heck?
I don't what think it's necessarily heck? About control. They want I think it's more
control
about...
and they want money and they want the poor to stay poor and they want the rich to get richer because the rich don't get taxed. But you know who does? The poor people.
But even that's insane to say. Okay, what are you?
Is it?
What is rich to you?
Rich? You have to be making.
What is the type, like, what money? What amount of money? You have to reach for you to be like, that person's rich.
Probably over more than $100,000 a year. $100,000 a year is like middle class at this point.
You don't think there's any TikTokers that's making that kind of money? So you're saying like the rich eats the poor and the poor is not going to get anything?
No,
but
I'm saying the people that have small businesses on there.
Okay. Yes.
I'm saying those people, because those are the people that don't have the same push on Instagram. I'm not talking about those big creators. I'm talking about those people with the small businesses that have those small businesses on TikTok, okay, that do not get the same push on Instagram that they do get on TikTok. They don't. And they post on both, but they get more, like, on TikTok, they get more, what is it called? sales on TikTok than they do on Instagram because of how the algorithm is, right?
I wouldn't even say because of the way the algorithm is. I think because TikTok built a system on the app to where you can buy stuff. And it's, yes, it's very, very good. It's very, very smart. No,
because I won't get anything suggested to me from the TikTok shop. But
sometimes it'll be, sometimes it's like we're under video. There's like an actual TikTok like store, like on like the actual display of the app. Like, I understand what you're talking about. Instagram has that too, and it's not shown as well, which is probably why those people aren't doing as well on there. But you know why it's not exactly like TikTok's? Because TikTok developed that part of the app first. So if Instagram was to go and copy like verbatim, they would get sued. So they have to have some version of it, but not do it as identical as TikTok and try to,
A lot of people that have small businesses on these apps are not going to get the same reach and they're going to lose business. Okay, the economy is not going to do so great because this is a lot of people that have small businesses.
But listen to this. Regardless.
Okay, it's going to do even worse. Okay, and that's
I don't think that's true because
it's so many people that have small businesses. Listen, because and the small businesses work because of the algorithm that pushes certain niches, right? So the certain niches, I don't get those certain, and I know you say because I don't spend enough time, but I used to spend enough time on Instagram for me to have those niches on there. But continue on the conversation
of like small business.
So whatever. So the small niches, there are certain businesses that will sell. I'm a fiend for like lashes and stuff like that, right? I didn't start getting those ads until I stopped using like my eyelash extensions or stopped using like lashes. And I was like, man, like, but I still want the look, but I don't want to go and whatever. I start seeing like little lash clusters or whatever, right? Oh, okay, cool. And then it's like, I'm not going to get I'm not gonna get anything suggested to me that I don't want, but on Instagram I would. Do you know what I mean?
Wait. Do you mean Instagram or TikTok?
On Instagram, I will get suggested things that I don't have like a type of interest in.
That is, I think that's like super untrue, because I think Instagram.
Me.
Yeah. I don't know, because I've even heard people conversate about this. Instagram is very nasty when it comes to that point. We're like, I will say something.
I know, then Facebook is.
Yeah, exactly. Who's all under Meta. So they're disgusting when it comes to that point of it. So I don't think that's even true. But also to talk about the small businesses, but small businesses do not affect the economy the way people think it does. That's why they're called small businesses.
Okay.
They don't impact the government. So if all of these small businesses, as you're talking about, go under because TikTok is not there, which probably will happen, but it's not only just because TikTok is not there.
Seeing that as a problem, though.
Yes.
National security, and now we're trying to fix homelessness, but you're gonna double it.
Okay, wait. But whose fault is this more? Is it TikTok? Is it the U.S. government's fault for trying to buy into TikTok so they can allow all these things, all these great things you're talking about, to continue to happen? Or is TikTok wrong for saying no to hundreds of billions of dollars because they don't want to be connected with the United States?
Because the U.S.'s fault is a big baby.
Okay, but what is worse? Would you rather keep TikTok and let these businesses grow and keep growing on the way as you're talking about? Or would you rather TikTok be like, no, don't give into the United States and let all these businesses fail? Because if the businesses fail and TikTok ends, it's because of TikTok saying no. It's not because the government's saying no. The government is trying to say yes by giving them a bunch of money. And yes, they're going to be viewing stuff. And
are you trying to gaslight me? Whose idea was it to ban it in the first place? The government.
But they're banning it. They're banning it because
TikTok. What are we talking about?
They're banning it because TikTok is not allowing them to buy in. That's why they're banning it. Because it's like, okay, if we cannot view what you're doing with this data.
How do you not see anything wrong with that? Please, I feel like my eyes are like open. Not, I feel like I'm awake, and I feel like you're sleeping.
I don't think that's necessarily a bad. That's like, okay, you know how schools have their own Wi-Fi, their own private Wi-Fi for schools.
Sure. Yeah.
Would you rather that school Wi-Fi be public, where like anybody can get involved, and you know how like those the school emails are set up, where it's like you can only use the school email either at your house, and if you log in, the school finds out. Because it's the email is originally connected to the IP address and the Wi-Fi in the school. I don't know if you know that, but when they make these school emails for the kids, it's connected to the school. So if something happens, either if the kid's at home, at the library, whatever, the school is going to find out because they're able to track that data and that information from this kid's. Mm-hmm. Would you rather that school Wi-Fi be public and anybody can have access to it, and anybody can look at the data, or would you rather the school have it be private and be monitored or censored or whatever to the kids? What is better? What is better?
Can I? And do not interrupt me when I say this answer. Don't. Okay, don't, please, because I need to get through it. If not, I'm literally gonna cry. So I think those children are not old enough to make decisions for themselves, so that's okay to protect them. And we,
oh, my fault, I guess, be
correct. We are grown ass adults that I feel like I feel like, say this was a matter of not, like, because I'm gonna say this was because I truly don't think that this is no matter of national. I think that's bullshit, and I will think it's bullshit. I will grow old. I will be in my grave and being like, you know what? The government was trying to silence us when they took away TikTok. Okay. Anyways, fuck, I just lost my train of thought. What's your question, sir?
Is there not kids on TikTok?
That is not ByteDance's fault.
Fair, but...
Okay.
In the same way you just said, the kids that's under the school Wi-Fi, they're not old enough to make that decision for themselves and whatever, right? If those same kids are on TikTok,
children,
would you not be worried about them?
There's a certain age
group. Would you not want to protect them?
Bro, but we're mostly adults on there at this point.
That's not true at all.
No. Okay, no. Everybody that started using the app started when they were like 14, right? That was like 5 years ago. They're 19. That's
not true at all.
There was like, no. And obviously there's exceptions, right? There's a big group of people, but I'm saying majority of the people start from when they were, and they're already adults, and the people that were adults are still adults that are using it. So I feel like...
Lily, okay.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Okay.
When Facebook was first made, it was for college students. I think that was in 2008.
Okay.
It was for college students. It was actually just for Stanford students, and then it came out viral thing, and then went to like all the Ivy League schools, and then it got bigger and bigger and bigger.
But I feel like we should have age choice.
I don't know what age you joined Facebook. I joined Facebook in sixth grade.
I barely joined Facebook.
Okay, but my point is, in the same way how you're saying, yeah, there's... I don't think it's mainly adults on there. I think it's a lot more kids than there's adults. But yes, there are adults on TikTok, but there's also millions of kids on TikTok. A lot of the biggest creators that first popped off were young kids on TikTok. This is not true.
You should point at the parents, not the app, though.
No. But if this is a foreign app where the United States cannot see the data, they cannot see who's using it, and they'll have access to what's going on the app because it's a foreign app and they're not rocking with the United States, is it not safer and better for the United States to be like, hey, let's buy in so we can have this information so you can make sure everything's cool here, to make sure everyone's safe? Or do we just let it be public and let it be another
app? I think because there hasn't been any proof of any actual national security threat, and because they're being so vague about it, this is something that... since we use it every day, we should have been able to have a choice in, because this, again, is a way that people express themselves. And the fact that this is one of the options of expressing themselves is going to be taken away, I feel like that's bullshit.
I had zoned out for a second. Wait, say it again. I'm so sorry.
I said,
I heard the first.
I just feel like.
You said
they're taking away one of the options of the way people express themselves. And I feel like that in itself is a problem. Like, you're saying, like, national security. National security or whatever. And because you're afraid of China stealing our data and whatever the case is. But at the same time, that's what they're trying to use to fearmonger us. Meanwhile, they themselves are stealing our data and selling it to other countries, foreign countries, okay? And you're telling us that's the reason why you want to take TikTok away when you guys are already doing that yourself? Like, I think that's dumb. I feel like that's lying. I feel like that's just a cop-out and a cover-up because you don't have money invested or control over TikTok or ByteDance, and that's why you want to get it taken out of the United States. And also, it's just the main form of the way that we communicate, and you don't have any control over the main way of the way we communicate, and you don't like that. You don't like that.
Yes, this is all true.
But, and I feel like that, but see, if it's true, then wait, you're taking wait. Away the people's, like, freedom of expression.
But wait, we talked about this before you went live. Would you rather your government let something bad happen and be like, oops, or you'd rather have them have some type of prevention or some type of insight on what's going on this thing that is not ours?
Again?
And they're
stealing our data anyways. So I don't care.
And it's not stealing our data because they have our data. Our data is their data. They gave us data that they gave us access to that.
Here,
they
take gave it. Us access exactly. to the internet. I gave it to you. So what the...
So it's not stealing. Like, so we can take the word stealing away from this. It's not stealing.
Whatever. They sold our data to a foreign country.
And they do that as another prevention or another security status.
No,
of,
that's bullshit.
Hey, if something crazy, if someone that's an American citizen is doing something crazy in your country or is trying to use a VPN to act like they're in your country doing something bad, that they're planning on harming the United States, let us know. That's what the selling of the data is. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it is. Also, like, if we even think about, like, have you ever, I don't know if you even like pay attention to movies and stuff like that, like this, like deeply, but you know, sometimes like we'll have movies here in the United States that is promoting like LGBTQ relationships or promoting, I don't know, just stuff that's progressive in the United States, and other countries will block it because they want to censor their people. And
they do the same shit here with both Palestine and Israel.
But I don't think that's necessarily true.
They do.
But
they do.
That's
they do.
Literally, that's not true because we all have been talking about that topic. If they were actually, like, if we're actually talking about real censorship, we would not know about it. Are we not? Did we not all have these conversations on all social media apps?
But I feel like,
and that's not because I was saying of TikTok. Earlier, you don't think the news talks about Palestine and Israel? It's in the newspaper. It's on all these other things.
So I remember when it happened. Like I was telling you earlier, like before this, whatever. I remember. Like I said, people on Instagram, same people on TikTok, posting the same videos. We're being hidden by Instagram, not by TikTok. If you use the word Palestine, you know, it will get hidden or like just by the algorithm on Instagram, not on TikTok. So on Instagram, that's why people started using watermelons.
Okay? I've literally seen #Palestine on Instagram all the time.
I was on both apps when it happened, on both, like constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I'm telling you, like, literally what I experienced this with my own eyeballs, bro. Okay? I was on both apps, and on Instagram, things started getting hidden, right? They only started reappearing again when people started... There was an outcry on TikTok where it was just like, wait a second, Instagram is doing this, this, and this, and blah, blah, blah. And I don't remember exactly what they did about it, but they spoke out so much over there that... They stopped hiding the post and they were able to not be muted for using Palestine and the flag. Do you understand what I'm saying? It only started to come back up again and started to be pushed out by the algorithm again because there was an outcry on TikTok because they were being, like, they were trying to be silenced on Instagram.
I don't think that's necessarily true. It. Okay, but you know how every time I say hate on my page, it's not like that, and you say... Okay, but that's you personally? That's just you personally, Lily. Is that not fair to say?
It is. Because
on my app, I'm seeing there's literally it is. A very long time where the first thing I would see was a donation about Palisade.
Mm-hmm.
And I Dennis got annoyed. It was like, all right, bro, like, I already donated like 15 times already. I'm tired of seeing this stuff. So it's like, I think it's heavily dependent on how often you're using the app, who you're following. Yes, the algorithm is very, I won't even say very different. It's slightly different from TikTok, where TikTok is like,
Put it
in your face. Now, I don't think it's very different. The only reason why I say it's not very different is because all of these apps use a very, because I don't think people even, I don't fully understand algorithms, but I don't think people even fully understand algorithms, because now that is just like a hot word, because it's way more deeper than that. But all these algorithms are the same. It's probably actually one algorithm that they're all using. It's just they have different... Have you ever like did like coding in school?
Yeah, I hated that shit.
Yeah, they're just using different... I don't even know what the term is, but they're just using different...
I hated it so bad. How do Where's Bicky?
I had a...
I didn't hate him though, but Mr. he hated a. me because I kept talking because I didn't like the class.
Yeah, it was... That class is boring, I'm not gonna lie to you.
It was just too... I think it's a class that I had with...
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's funny.
Because I remember, like, you showed me videos of you guys in the computer lab. I'm like, okay,
No. That was a ninth period because we sucked at school,
bruh.
I snorted,
but yeah, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Algorithm,
oh, yeah, I think those algorithms are just using a slightly different filter to allow more of something to go on. And for Instagram, is probably, instead of saying, hey, if this person likes this one thing, we're going to spam them with this one thing over and over and over again. I think their filter is probably
we're going to send concerning.
You 3 to 5 different things that you like, and we know that you like. And if you continue to like one thing over and over again, then we'll throw it in your face. But if not, then we're going to keep not randomizing it, but like we're going to shuffle your algorithm or your interests.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Okay, yeah. Boom. That's a perfect way of explaining it. TikTok is when you have a music playlist and you just let it play from top to bottom and you just get everything that you like. Instagram is we just have everything on shuffle where like it might be a song you fuck with. It might be a random song you never heard of. But we're hoping that the random song you never heard of is something you like. Is that not a good way of depicting...
I feel like TikTok is like auto shuffle where they suggest songs that you may have heard or may not have heard, but they're not on your playlist yet.
Don't think.
But yes, that's exactly what TikTok is. I promise you. TikTok algorithm is more like auto shuffle where you'll like certain things that'll be on your feed, but also
it'll suggest does that too though. That's why I'm
but,
like. I don't
but
know.
You just said that you may or may not like. I feel like.
No, you may not. You may, like, I can literally
TikTok
scroll and
never shows me something that I won't like. Like, never did I ever, like, what the fuck?
Okay, fair. TikTok is auto-shuffle and Instagram is just shuffle.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's still shuffling.
Like, but the difference is, that's why TikTok is more enjoyable because, like, I feel like enhanced shuffle more, like, because then you'll get songs that's more adhered to your taste, right? And so I feel like on TikTok, I'll get videos on TikTok that are more adhered and more my taste, more my niche, right? But on Instagram, I'll get, like you said, on shuffle. Like, I'll get some things that I like, and then I'll get, like, other things that I may or may not like, you know? But, and that's...
But see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know who this is, suggested for you. Like, this is, like, and this just, and that was my fourth scroll, maybe? One, two, what's going on? But this
I
is
feel
the
like
page I follow. Look, them trying to sell me something that, like, I would definitely buy.
You would.
Something I like. Someone I follow. Suggested for you. Like, it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've seen this guy a couple of times and I've liked his videos a couple of times too. Look what it's asking me. See what I'm saying? I'm like, I just think it depends on how often you use it. Yes, it's different because it's different apps, but it's doing the same services.
Bro. Okay, I like that. I'll probably watch it later in the next 3 hours that I have left with the app when I go home. Wait, what he saying? I'm still not convinced this
app is going away. I do think that.
Same. I'm actually in denial, guys. Like.
Well, it's. I don't think it is because he gave that.
Like, I'm in denial. Fuck that shit. I feel like, okay. I feel like no.
You can't say fuck
can
that
we
shit.
Play a video? I'm gonna send you.
But wait, you
can I explain why it's an emotional turmoil? Because one second they're saving it, one second they're not, another second they're saving it. That's why I said fuck that shit. Not because like fuck that shit, but because okay, like okay, oh my okay. God, my head. Like I'm please, like, yeah, I don't know what to believe anymore. Do I unpack? Do I go? What do I do? Like,
hey man, you guys better all call the CEO.
I'm gonna just start reading books now.
Of TikTok and be like, hey bro, give me my fucking TikTok. Take that money, bro. So
I'm gonna move to El Salvador. Hey,
also,
I'm moving to El Salvador.
Yeah, I don't think people understand a lot of things because I'm sure in these negotiations, I'm sure the owner of TikTok can set certain terms to allow the app to be the same. It's up to him negotiating that into the conversation.
I'm not amused. Like,
but like, if we're being honest, like, it's dead as up to him to negotiate it in that way.
I think I saw this video. I don't know if I saved it or not, but I saw somebody say, like, even if TikTok does get saved now we won't know whether our government has investment in it, and we won't know whether it's.
No, we will know.
No, listen. Is
but wait, but we will know.
Safe as it once was. Like, it will change the dynamic of the app, if that makes sense.
But you will know on both sides of that.
But what I'm saying, like is it's gonna change like the.
And what I'm saying,
you know,
you guys will know because you'll see the changes, and you'll be like, oh yeah, this shit's not the same. You'll also, if they purchase it, you'll see. Like even like financial statements of them purchasing TikTok. So like we'll see all these things. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think this map. Okay, yeah. Do you think everyone that's on TikTok is telling the truth? So you don't think some of these people are just like, hey, people are really upset about the TikTok thing, so I'm gonna say a really biased thing and complaining, but like
I think people are upset, and I don't think people are necessarily lying. I think they're just expressing themselves.
No, but you don't think
even
some of
with
people...
the biased things that they're saying, it's just them feeling.
Valid, but you don't think those people, or just some people in that are lying, and they're just like, hey, I want to keep my engagement up, so I'm going to get on TikTok and be like, oh my God, I miss TikTok. Man, fuck this government, yada, yada, yada. And then say whatever. Yeah, so like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, this app is not perfect. And I'm like, all the things going on in this app
nobody's
is
nobody's saying
great.
That it is.
No, but like, what my point is that like, all these things of like people saying like, oh, it's not going to be the same. Like, you don't know if that person is even telling you the truth. And that's my point is like, and this is why I don't necessarily like, fuck with TikTok heavy, because that is a culture. It is, someone says something that a lot of people relate to or agree with, and then people like push the thing and it becomes viral on the app, and then it's like, yeah, there's no way of really I guess if you go and do your own research, but like there's no real way of knowing
saying,
if that person
like,
is telling the truth or not.
But
so I'm like, am I really gonna sit here and listen to this random person in the bed
TikTok,
talking about TikTok? No,
like it's really easy to learn something initially. Like, it's hard to explain if you don't use it every day, man. You're like, you're just not gonna get it. No, because you're gonna say, but I do get it because Instagram is the same, and it's just not. It's just not.
Not even that.
Instagram is not the same. Instagram can literally suck my dick. Like,
But you know,
it's not the same. It never will be the same. You will never be her. Okay, you will never be her ever.
Okay, do you think there's people?
See, I was gonna tell you. You should clip that part. I'm gonna make it a TikTok, but I can't because it's being fucking banned. Oh.
But again, that's more on TikTok than United States. But okay.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think that the United States has just convinced you that they're the good guy.
No,
and
everywhere else is the bad
guy. I genuinely think that like we think we're free, but we don't because we didn't get to, this is the way that we communicate with each other, and that's being taken, it's being banned. What? That's a problem. Sorry, your reasoning sounds like a cop out to me. Will forever sound like a cop out to me. I will stand by that statement until the day that I die. That I die.
That's such a, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I'm dramatic. Okay. Yeah,
'cause I'm like, dramatic. There's a very good chance in 20 years you don't remember this at all.
Oh, you think I'm not gonna remember one of the biggest look?
Yes. I'll say in 10, all right, maybe not 20 years, but there's gonna be a point in your life where you don't remember this at all. And I'm saying
I'm gonna remember TikTok forever. I don't think you you're not up here.
True. You don't know. Or okay, what do you mean by remembering TikTok?
I feel like it's the same way. It's the same way that I remember Vine. Like, I will never forget Vine.
But
I will never forget Vine or the videos and the moments that I remember. Like, I remember watching certain videos for the first time. And it's just like, I won't forget that ever. It's like a moment. Like, it was a moment. That shit was hilarious. Like, and I'm never going to forget it. Like, there's certain times. Like the Renegade. I'm never going to forget the Renegade. Like, Renegade. Like, no, I'm not forgetting that. I'm not forgetting the crazy TikTok drama that I'm definitely going to forget about. But I'm not forgetting about Shadi Bae. I love Shadi Bae. Been there since Musical.ly, okay? Love Shadi Bae. And all that. Like, Wendy, Wendolyn. I love Wendy. I remember the first time I saw Wendy on my For You page. I was like, damn, she's mad pretty. And then there was this other creator. There's friends, okay, that I have now that are like, I'm pretty close with them. And we talk pretty regularly. And I met them on TikTok. Because of the trends that would go around. And I used to use TikTok so much that I would post and stuff or whatever. And I would comment and stuff. And there's a few friends like that I have from there. Like, it's just TikTok had a big impact on me, and I feel like a lot of my views on certain things I wouldn't have if it wasn't for TikTok. Like, I wouldn't be educated in certain ways if it wasn't for TikTok, which is a little bit embarrassing to say, but like, Instagram just didn't educate me in the same way that TikTok did. Instagram was just for shits and giggles and to be dumb as fuck on, but like, TikTok, you could do both. There's a nice little balance of being stupid but also learning and empathizing in a human way. Okay.
Well, I guess you already did say this, but you don't think the fact that you're being educated on TikTok is more on you than that? Meaning, you don't think if you would have tried, maybe not Instagram, maybe not social media at all, if you decided to go to a library and research certain things, you would not be educated in the same way?
I mean,
so you don't think this is just a choice of you choosing
to... No, listen. Because when I started using TikTok, I was out of high school already, right? So I mean educated, not in the sense where it's just like... Yeah, no, obviously. I know you went to school. Things that people don't talk about in society, right? And yes, I can easily go to the library, but I relearned certain things in a different manner. I rediscovered the same topic and saw it in a different light is what I'm saying on TikTok. Because, you know, with the same books that you're saying that we read, that I've read, you know, now we're getting a different perspective on it. And then you sit there and you think about it. It's like, hey, I would not have gotten this perspective if, you know, like on...
But you don't think that's just a personal thing, that a personal journey? That's okay.
In a sense, because what I'm saying is not that... Because you could go to a library and you can read or whatever, but if you're like a person like me, right, I would need to find something that interests me into reading something in the first place. You know what I'm trying to say? Yes. Like, so why would I go and I look for things that I think that I already learned the right way in school, right? Mm-hmm. I think I already know what I'm talking about because I learned this in school. I went to high school. Mm-hmm. What the fuck are you talking about? Then I go on TikTok and I'm like, wait, that's a different perspective I didn't think about. Let me go reread about that again. Mm-hmm. Because it's not that I'm getting my information fully from TikTok. Mm-hmm. It's just that I'm just like something got like pushed on my algorithm that I was like, oh, wait, that's interesting. I go do my own research after that. So when you say it is on me, it is on me. So then I go and further my research, but I would not have gotten that perspective
if it wasn't for TikTok.
Exactly.
But do you think that's because you use TikTok often? Because
TikTok and Instagram valid for me. I'm sorry.
Because the same exact thing you're talking about, I do on YouTube. and a lot of people do on YouTube. A lot of people do video essays about things that happened in history, and they'll explain things that we learned in school, and we think we learned it one way, and then we learn and realize, like, oh, wait, this person is talking about something way, way different. And then you go and do your own research on your own. I think this is just the app that you feel most comfortable using, which a lot of
people can you just TikTok for like one second, because I get what you're saying, but my point is the way that, like I said, I already think I know what has to do with the topic. I'm not really interested because I think I know. That's not being pushed on my algorithm or whatever. And even though I follow my sister that has different views than me, that, you know, at the time that I didn't know, it didn't come up. Even though I followed certain people with different views, I was a little bit more with the, like, I wasn't,
but that's,
I still was making like the offensive jokes and stuff like that, right, or whatever. At that time, I was still saying, I used to say like the N-word or whatever, and I don't say that anymore. But I, like, again, I was heavily on Instagram and YouTube and whatever before TikTok, and I started using, there was a very equal distribution of whatever app that I used. Mm-hmm. And then the only thing that would push me to learn things, the only thing that would be pushed on my algorithm for me to like actually learn what interest was socially and in the government going on was TikTok. And I was using all of them the same. So I don't think it's fair to say that it's because I was using one more than the other, especially at that time, because I was learning not mostly through TikTok, but I was relearning things because TikTok would push them onto me. Meanwhile, I'm using the same two apps the same way, and it's just not pushing the same things, even though it's all going on at the same time. So you gotta understand my perspective, where I really don't believe that, like, if I use it a certain amount, then it's just like, okay, but I was using those two for years, and this is pushing stuff like to me that like, you know, I would actually, that's actually useful to know, and it's actually like changes your perspective on everything that you've grown up learning. Not everything, but, you know, like, it changes your perspective on a lot of things that you learned in school, and it's just like, wait, were we lied to? You know what I mean? So it's just like, and I think that's a huge reason as to why they don't want us to use the app either, because then we share those different perspectives, and those perspectives do get pushed. And you can't say it's not true, because I just shared my own experience on using all the apps at the same time when crazy things were going on in the politically, right, in our political temperature, and I literally only got pushed for, like, from
TikTok.
Yeah, like, and this, that's, I can't say that I was using TikTok at that time more than
the other apps.
So I don't agree with that statement. I don't.
Okay. I'm going to just, because you said a lot.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the most
recent thing you said. I'm so sorry.
But you don't think that is, again, I think that's like more based on you than anything. And the reason I say that is because, again, like, from what you're saying, like, I've had that same experience, but on other social media apps. And I think that's all, like, you're talking about, like, the world, not even the world, we've seen, like, progressive statements or progressive movements, you got, like, put onto that through TikTok, right? But I think that's less about TikTok and more about the United States and or more about the world. Because I remember on Facebook early on, people being, like, coming out the closet on Facebook, and that being like a movement on Facebook at one point.
Yeah.
I remember that being a thing on Snapchat. I remember that being a thing on Instagram at some point. So I just think in the whirlwind of, because, like, when did TikTok really pop off? Like 2019, 2020?
Something like that. 2019. Mostly, but think, okay, 2019,
and then I think 2019 is when, like, people started to, like, realize what it was.
No, and then people thought it was cringy in 2019.
Yeah, and then 2020 it popped off. Yeah.
That's why this app is my Shayla. Another TikTok sound, if you know, you know.
Okay.
So, and, like,
you don't think that is just, like, really good timing? Where, like, the world was progressing way before 2020. I would say, and for just my own life experience, I've been seeing the world progress from, like, the 2010s. Actually, I would even say early 2000s, but 2010s is where I think the movement really, really started. And then time went on. It was a whole decade. We went into this whole COVID thing. TikTok is the most popular app at the time. We're having all these progressive conversations. Joe Biden just becomes president in 2020. So he's talking about more progressive things as well, because that's what's getting him votes. Does he really believe those things? Probably not. but he's just saying and doing what is necessary for him to get voted as president. And what app is the most popular app at the time where people could be progressive? TikTok. I think it just so happened to be the timing of things. Because like you said, 2019, TikTok was cringy. So it's very plausible if another app was popping at the time and progressive stuff was going on, it could have happened on another app. But it was no longer cringy because we got a year of us getting accustomed to using the app. The world shuts down. We're all depressed and sad. TikTok is a really fun app where it's posting a lot of fun things. People are being authentic and real on the app. And then we have this progressive conversation going on. And it's like, oh, okay, well, I'm getting all this information and talking about all these topics that I like or either have interest in or want to better myself. And it's showing me these things. Now, I, in 2020, was not on TikTok. But I was on Instagram, and I'm having these same progressive conversations. You would say I'm a pretty progressive person, right or wrong.
Yeah.
Do you think that's because I'm on TikTok, or is it because what I...
That's not what I'm saying either.
But I'm... But...
Like, I get what you're saying. But, like, I was on... Like I said, I was on... And I feel like I tried to be on Instagram more. Too when it happened, and I just wasn't.
But let's not even talk about Instagram. My point is more like this is gonna, it can happen on any social media app. I just use Instagram just because that is
the point. Isn't that like okay, like oh, we're gonna find another app to, like I said before, like replace it or whatever. But I think the point is like,
which people are already doing with Red Note, which obviously people are doing that more to be like stubborn and like rebellious, but
by and in process,
but that's more of my point. Like TikTok is being banned and Red Note jumped to number one. So I just think if that same community of people that's on TikTok currently, they can just, if they find a new app that they feel comfortable on, that will happen again. And you'll get that same type of feel and community and culture you get on TikTok on the app.
But then like Instagram, now,
Facebook and all these other social media apps went through that. But all of you people that was community, that was making that community and culture on Instagram or on Twitter or on Snapchat or on YouTube at some point moved on to a new app. And now that new app is TikTok. That's my point. Is that not a valid statement?
I guess I'm depressed.
I'm like, I think it's literally just the people. Like, you know how people would say, I think it's a phrase or, I guess it's a phrase that people would be like, the power's in the people. Yeah. So if we decide to be like, all right, if they ban TikTok and we don't have TikTok no more, and all people that love TikTok is like, all right, fuck that. To show the government, we're going to create our own app and we're going to make just a new popping app. I think it would happen. Like, maybe not like that, but it will happen. So the power's in our hands. It's like, that's why I keep saying what I'm saying. My true statement of all of this is the power's in our hands. So if we decide to do whatever, it will happen. In the same way, while the government is now being like, okay, now let's try to buy into TikTok to keep it because all these people are rebelling against us banning TikTok.
I feel like I don't know, man, because damn, I'm about to cry thinking about it. Like, what? Wait, no, because I'm thinking about, I'm trying not to cry because I remember the times. I remember the times. Oh, damn it. I use this app every day. This is like dopamine withdrawals for real. What the fuck? Anyways, I remember like, I feel like things are put together so much faster and they reach a bigger audience on that app more.
I don't think that's true.
I've seen it.
But Lily, do you really think that's true?
Yeah, bro. I do.
So you don't think there's people that have a bad audience on TikTok but have really good audience on YouTube or Instagram or some other app?
I'm not.
That's what I say is not true.
I feel because, like you're just choosing not to see, no, like what.
No. But what I'm doing is I fully understand what you're saying, and I'm just using that same concept or the same thing you're talking about and saying like this could happen on other apps.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about no fucking other apps. But, see, like I'm not.
That's the biased part of you saying that, though.
Because the thing is, it's not another app. It's not.
No, that's not true. Only people blow up on TikTok. That's not true.
I've well, I'm not saying that. Nah, bro. It's the way that it happens. Like,
but that's not
whatever. True. We could get into the videos at this point because at this point, I feel like they talk better than I do.
Thank you guys for tuning in to me and Lily's debate on whether or not TikTok should be banned. If you guys want to hear part 2 and 3 of this conversation, please follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Again, if you guys want to tune in to part 2 and 3 of this conversation, follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify at Discovery Day Self Podcast. If you guys want to tune into the live show, make sure you guys tune in every Saturday at 6 p.m. on my Instagram page at Discovery Day. I'll see you guys in the next one. Deuces.